drinking, you're not. It's a little rough on you, isn't it? Gee, I'm sorry about that. Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this. And Mama was right. Now who knows, a year from now I may be sitting out there in the dark wanting a beer, and you may be up here on the stage enjoying one. Things have a way of balancing themselves out. I've found this to be true anyway. We'll tell you a little story. A story about a guy named Frank O'Brien. Thank you, Frank. Well, Frank, well, he settled down out in the valley and he hung his wild years on a nail that he drove right through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road, and he assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25%. He put a down payment on a nice little two-bedroom place. I mean, what the hell's wrong with that? Well, his wife, well, she was a babe, she was a doll, she was a killer, she was a knockout. She should have been a fighter. And she was a spent piece of used jet trash. She was a conundrum. I loved her well, I loved her often. I don't know, how can I put this? She made good Bloody Mary, she kept her mouth shut most of the time. She had a little chihuahua, okay? I'm a little sensitive in this area. I love dogs, but, you know, there's dogs and then there's chihuahuas. Okay? Glad we understand each other. Now, a chihuahua is really nothing more than a rat with a license. I'm sorry if you own a chihuahua. I'm sorry if you are a chihuahua. This is the way I feel. Now, this particular chihuahua's name was Carlos. Now, Carlos had a little skin disease. You know, I don't know if it was impetigo or what, scabies. You know, he was totally blind. He must have been in his 60s. And that's dog years, okay? I think he'd been around since the Civil War. Anyway, I had enough of the dog. I said, no, don't get up in my lap. Frank was on his way home from work one night. He stopped at a liquor store. He picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths. Now, Mickey Big Mouth, it's a little beer, but it's got a big idea inside. And you have a big idea with every swallow. And Frank bought two of them, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station. I don't know how it occurred to him to pick up a gallon of gas in a can. You just never know. You're in a town with 22 million cars. You never know. You might run out of gas. Somebody else might run out of gas. You better have a gallon of gas in a can. Anyway, he drove home. I don't know what happened. They got a lot of rattan furniture at home. Now, Frank had this gas can, and somehow the gas got on the furniture. I don't know. I think there was a match involved, I'm not sure. And before you know it, the whole thing's up in smoke. And one thing led to another. Frank parked across the street, kind of laughing, kind of like this. Anyway, Frank got on the Hollywood freeway. He could see it burning in the rearview mirror, all Halloween orange and chimney red. Fire trucks were coming, and Frank was just thrilled. He put his seat back in the reclining position. He floored it. He looked up at the ceiling. He just never could stand that dog.